Cat's Little Boat. Text, Annie Langlois. Illustrations, Franfou. Kitty Cat was given a little blue boat when he was just a baby. He loves it more than his ball and even more than his truck. But Captain Kitty Cat hasn't seen his boat since yesterday. He is looking for it everywhere, under pillows and even in the bath. Poor Kitty Cat, he can't be a captain if he doesn't have a boat. To comfort him, Kitty Cat's grandpa brings him into his workshop. Together, they get to work, sawing wood, hammering nails, screwing screws. But what are they making? Oh, it's a brand new boat. Thank you, Grandpa. All aboard! Kitty Cat is off to sail the seas. Oh no, something's not right with this boat. The other one was much nicer. Kitty Cat's granny, the queen of pretty things, has an idea. With Kitty Cat's help, she begins to paint. Soon enough, the boat is blue and beautiful. Thank you, Granny. All aboard! Captain Kitty Cat launches his boat in the fountain. Oh no! Something is wrong. The boat isn't moving. Kitty Cat is sad. A boat that doesn't sail isn't much of a boat at all. At daycare, Miss Tanya has a great idea. She gives Kitty Cat a hug and offers to help. They find cloth, scissors, a needle, and some string. Together, they sew a great big white sail. Thank you, Miss Tanya. Kitty Cat and his friends make their way to the water to give the boat a great big send-off. Howley and Hootley's dad start blowing on the sail. Quacker's mom does the same. Even Pippin's aunt helps out. And all of a sudden, the new boat casts off in the fountain. Hooray! Yay! Everyone applauds. Hooray! Yay! Trotter comes rushing on the scene. He's just found Kitty Cat's old boat in his bicycle's basket. He hands it to his friend, but Kitty Cat says, "No thanks." Kitty Cat prefers his new boat, the one he built with his grandpa, his granny, and Miss Tanya. It's now his favorite toy because he set it afloat with all his friends, big and small, around him. Safe travels, oh captain, my captain.